This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back, folks. This is What's On Your Mind. I'm downtown Minneapolis. After taking in the Twins game yesterday, by the way, we had great interviews with Dave St. Peter from the Minnesota Twins and the owner of the Loon Cafe, a guy by the name of Tim Mahoney, by the way. Not the mayor of Fargo, different Tim Mahoney. Those are all on our social media sites. Listen to the owner of the Loon Cafe and your heart will break, because he's talked about how the city of Minneapolis, the leaders here, the governor here, have crushed him. Have crushed him. It's amazing. Dave St. Peter said, you don't know the whole story on why Major League Baseball did what it did. And I said, well, give me half the story. A players union. Well, I don't much care if it's players union, suits in a place in New York, whatever. You guys did what you did. But I do find it interesting that the players probably are as much responsible as the suits are. And again, just a good reminder of, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm just done with this. And our audience is right in saying, Scott, what are you doing at a Twins game? Only thing I'll say in my defense is, number one, my dad loved the Minnesota Twins. He instilled that in me. I was at Met Stadium when I was a little kid, when Hank, you know, when Harmon Killebrew was cranking it out and Rod Carew. I grew up in that era. And so it's in my DNA to love the Twins. And I always feel like I'm honoring him, who also, you know, was the guy that gave me a voice, literally, on the radio, and, you know, biologically as well. And so I just always feel that kinship with my dad when I'm in a Twins game. He's been dead since 2009, so, you know, you're able to do that. But I do take the counsel of this audience very seriously, and a lot of you said you're a hypocrite. You don't like what Major League Baseball did, and now you're at the game. Only thing I'll say in my defense, and I'm going to sound like a politician now, the tickets were bought long before this latest brouhaha, but they still had justice for George Floyd at center field. That was last year. If I'd have remembered that, I'm not sure I'd have been there, because I just am sick. As John Hinderrocker said last hour, hey, George Floyd could very well have died of a drug overdose long before Derek Chauvin and anybody else did anything to them. I mean, he was well on his way to dying. He was saying he can't breathe long before a neck was on his knee, or a knee was on his neck. Anyway, enough of that. We got to get to the Talk Radio Town Hall. We have had folks that have waited for a long time to talk to their senator, so we're going to do that. Brought to you today by MyPillow. And you know what? There's a great patriot out there whose business, retail business, box store business, has been devastated by the cancel culture. Yesterday I took a tour. Whole wing of the company. Here's the retail business. Nothing happening there. Shut down. What is happening is when you and I order at MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-0528. When we do that, we help them. But he has been canceled by the retail industry. So let's help him out. Promo code Scott. Lots of towels in right now. Few more robes coming in, but the slippers are the deal. 40% off now on the MyPillow slippers, and I saw them all yesterday, every color, every style. 800-506-9028 is that number. 506-9028 or promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Senator Kevin Cramer, welcome back after a two-week hiatus and a much-earned little family vacation there to your own Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, sir.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you. I enjoyed listening to a little bit of that monologue up front about your discussion with Dave St. Peter and Loon Cafe and all the things that are going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And interestingly, the decision by Major League Baseball, which will have very strong ramifications. I don't know about you, but you're hearing it. I'm hearing it. I'm reading it. I thought Karl Rove had one of the best pieces he's ever written in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week on the topic of Major League Baseball and the massive mistake that they made. And regardless of whether it was driven by the players, which I have no doubt it probably was, and let's face it, professional athletes the last couple of years have demonstrated that they are the most privileged class of people in America today, and they call us privileged, and I'm so tired of it. But the Loon Cafe has been suffering at the hands of bad politics in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Minnesota, in the United States of America, and now they're going to suffer even further because guess what? I bet the Twins fan base will be half of what it would have been had Major League Baseball not made such a stupid error. And I'm like you. My daddy loved the Twins. I still wear my dad's Twins jacket. My grandfather listened to every game on the radio. He loved them that much. Fortunately, before he died, we were able to take him to a Twins game, which I think he thought he'd never seen in his life. But they're ruining America's pastime. That's the tragedy.
It is, and it's not just baseball, sadly. As you say, it's professional. It's privileged professional athletes who are running around thinking we should be less white. You can't even make it up.
You can't even make it up.
It is really, really sad. And I'm glad to hear you say that as well. I mean, have you canceled them? Do you pay attention less? I mean, I know the Vikings fan you are, right? You got a fellow kindred native that brought you into that world. So you're just checking out on all of it?
I checked out on professional sports last year, and slowly got interested toward the end of the year, and I actually watched the Super Bowl this year. And now I'm done with it again. And that's not to say I won't come back. But after the Major League Baseball strike a number of years, remember how that a number of years ago? It took me a good 5-6 years before I'd come back to watching Major League Baseball. But I loved Herb Carneal. I loved, always the voices of the Twins. Those were the broadcasters I grew up listening to like you and loved it. But it's just they're ruining it. And by the way, Scott, there are a lot of alternatives. There are, for every Major League Baseball player that thinks that they're too good to be ousted, there's somebody who could replace them and you wouldn't notice it 2 days later. And I wish the owners and the executives in professional sports had the guts to stand up to these multimillionaire crybabies and say, yeah, you catch footballs pretty well, but guess what? There's another kid right behind you that'd be happy to have this job and we'll pay him half as much. So see you later. And it's time for the bosses to stand up a little too, because until they do, they're the problem.
Yeah, you're so right. No doubt about it. Much ground to cover today, and I want to get to it. By the way, as a U.S. senator, now as you have been for coming on what 3 years, I guess, a little over two, not quite three, right? Just amazing what's happened in that time. Think about that. Just starting your third year, it feels like a lifetime. The last three.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to, like, have a vacation? Like, when you go with your family and your wife, Chris, and the grandkids and everything, I mean, is it actually a vacation, or are you just always on?
Really interesting question, Scotty, because this is the first one as a senator. This was literally the first one. And a lot of that, some of that's because of COVID, right? So, a year ago, the travel restrictions, things like that, we canceled some stuff. I still combine my vacations with work very, very closely. So, we do an annual event, for example. I've been doing it since I was in the House down in Florida. So Chris and I go down earlier, and then our family joins us later. And then we extended this one a little bit to do some further work on future events. All of that said, there's that combination of it. But this was the first time where I took like a straight 5 or 6 days, turned off my phone, didn't read anything, didn't turn on a single news station the whole time I was gone, and it was great. But it is rare, and I'm not complaining about it, by the way. I really don't mind. I like being up to date on things. If you weren't naturally built that way, you probably wouldn't seek a political office. But I compartmentalize pretty well. I have to say, I think probably better than a lot of my colleagues even do. But it's interesting. Our vacation was in Florida, which is where we go every year, but I was in Florida at the time when Ron DeSantis was fighting the national media and, in spades. Of course, you're seeing it even more when you're in his state. Of course, they had a little bit of an environmental challenge with a levee that was a wastewater levee that was nearly breached. And so there was a lot of activity going on. It's hard not to be interested in it when you're right there and very close to it.
Joe has been waiting to weigh in here. Joe, you're first up for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead. Daniel, is Joe there? I don't hear him. Joe, are you on mute or what?
Scott, I might just say there we go. There we go. Here.
Now we can hear you, Joe. Go ahead. Quickly.
I owe a debt of gratitude to President 45 for his repealing the last agenda of Barack Obama on behalf of people on fixed incomes everywhere. But on the same light, President 46 calling Jim Crow legislation on the baseball, what he's advocated yesterday is Jim Crow legislation, isn't it?
Are you talking about his gun overreach?
Yeah, about the gun grabs, yeah.
Yeah.
Gun overreach, yes.
Scott, I figured that might come up somewhere in the first 5 seconds of the show. It's interesting that you draw that sort of a correlation of that. I think there's certainly some similarities in that this is an absolute abdication of constitutional responsibility and restraint, and that it is a violation of constitutional rights.
Stay tuned, folks. What's on your mind? Straight ahead, more Kevin's answer after this. Don't go away.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke's on the line from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling. They're from Bismarck, but they go everywhere, and it's a good time to get those projects going right now. Luke, why is that?
Hey, Scott. Well, this year, there's not much moisture out there. I mean, all the frost is gone. The grass is still dead, so it's a perfect time to get in, get your projects done, whether it's water lines, trenching, drain fields, septic tanks, electric lines, anything you need bored or dug in, we're your guys.
And you're doing horizontal directional drilling. What's that allow you to do?
So we're going to come in with our drill and go underneath, whether it's your yard, your driveway, you know, the road. If you got to get across the road, you're not going to dig across that stuff. So we'll come in and bore underneath it and little to no mess.
How about that, folks? So waterline projects, septic tanks, drain fields, stock dams, power, anything that needs to be drilled or dug in, and you hardly know they were there. RedDrilling.com to find out more. RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Or give him a call on his cell, 701-934-1134. Razor's Edge Directional Drilling.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we thank the good Lord and our fine listeners for bringing you to us and being here. And yesterday, I did something. I was at the MyPillow World headquarters and said, what do we got a lot of right now? Towels. Okay, we got hardly any robes because they fly off the door. The slippers are new. What do we got a lot of? And they said, towels. So I said, let's give away some towels. I love it when listeners show me how they listen. Right? Like where they are and what they're listening to. And the photos we got yesterday, by the way, 70-30 women versus men, for everybody out there that thinks talk radio is just a bunch of cranky old guys, 70-30 women versus men, and incredible, incredible. Oil workers, ag, you know, farm and ranch folks, I'm telling you, I was amazed. So thank you for that, and we are going to, I'll put on Facebook sometime this weekend all of the winners so you know who won, because we had literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of photos. So thank you for all of that. We do appreciate it. Brought to you today in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you go to H.A. Thompson & Sons, a website, which is just HATandSons.com, you're going to see air cleaning products that could take coronavirus and other airborne viruses out of your home or your business. They can tell you about businesses that have had this in there and have not had one case reported from their location. I kid you not, not one. H.A. Thompson & Sons, call them at 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393. All right, Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall back. Anything else you need to say to Joe related to the gun grab by Biden yesterday?
He's exactly right. And some of the things that he's going after are, against legal guns. He calls them ghost guns. We understand that. We can get into that if you'd like. But most gun owners know what a ghost gun is. It's gun parts, basically. It's legal. These things are constitutionally legal. The red flag laws thing that he's pushing, and sort of a, you know, best practices, that's my characterization of it, is also very problematic because, as you know, red flag laws presume that a person shouldn't have a gun until they prove otherwise. And, of course, constitutional rights don't require due process to get the right. It requires due process to take the right away. And I've been very encouraged by a number of governors that have spoken out. I know, obviously, Paxton, the governor of Oklahoma. I think you can expect a lot of lawsuits, and I would think some pretty successful ones. That's not to say we shouldn't be talking about gun violence and that we shouldn't be talking about things that we can deal with. And I'm happy to have that discussion, and we can do it on the show if anybody wants to. But the caller is, Joe's exactly right. It was a gun grab. It's unconstitutional. I think it'll be deemed that.
All right. Let me ask about Dakota Access Pipeline and what's going on there. Some signals that maybe things not as bad as they once looked here the last couple of days because of what the Biden press secretary, Todd, you have to say her name because I mispronounce it, and people think I'm doing it on purpose, and I'm not. Jen Psaki. Okay, thank you. What she said yesterday at the podium, there was a Bloomberg report today that tribal leaders have been told by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers things aren't going to shut down. I have the Psaki cut. Why don't we go ahead and roll that for Kevin and get Kevin's reaction on whether this is optimism or not here from them.
Make sure I have the correct one that you're looking for.
Tomorrow, the Army Corps of Engineers will be in a federal court hearing regarding the fate of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the administration's belief that construction of that pipeline should continue?
Our view is that we would look at each pipeline through each individual pipeline separately and do an analysis of the costs and benefits on the environment and jobs, which is my assumption would be happening here. So I don't have an assessment of that, but we look at each of them individually.
Conceivably, we get that tomorrow at the court hearing.
I'm
delay, I guess, in considering this, given that the administration asked for more time. So I'm sort of trying to figure out if we may get that tomorrow.
It wouldn't come from the White House, presumably, but I can certainly check if there's an expected timeline that we can share from here.
Yeah, it never comes from the White House, by the way. The White House does sell a lot of stuff in private. Does that make you optimistic? And does the tribal leaders being quoted in Bloomberg today saying it's not going to shut down make you optimistic?
It does, Scott. And I will tell you, you know, a week or two ago, I was less optimistic. And probably the last time we talked on this show, I wasn't very optimistic. And the reason, and by the way, in that short clip you just played, some of my concerns are alleviated. Some of my concerns continue. And that is this. Ms. Psaki actually referenced a delay. It wouldn't come, you know, the request wouldn't come from the White House. Well, that's sort of true, but a few weeks ago when we talked about this, I expressed concern because there was a February 9th hearing scheduled by Judge Boasberg to hear from the Corps of Engineers. In fact, let's back up even a little further. Earlier in February, maybe I guess it was late January, mid-January, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled, and we expected them to rule this, that the easement needed to be vacated, okay? The easement is, that's the permit under the Missouri River that issued, 4 years ago by the Corps of Engineers, or roughly 4 years ago. And so it allowed the pipeline to be finished, and now it's been running successfully for nearly 4 years. The vacating that easement comes up because of the decision that there needed to be an EIS rather than just an EA. In other words, an environmental impact study, which is far more inclusive than an environmental assessment, which was the previous standard. All of that said, the D.C. Circuit ruled that they need to vacate the easement. However, that continuing operation of the pipeline would be up to Judge Boasberg, and that he could, I'm paraphrasing now, he could decide to stop the pipeline. However, he could not do so without appropriate findings. In other words, he needs to have evidence. The Corps of Engineers is the defendant here. The Corps of Engineers and all of our discussions with them, and we have lots and lots of them, Scott, from the very highest levels to the technical levels. When I say we, I'm talking about me and my staff. And they've assured us over and over and over again that there's no legal reason. They've built a legal record, obviously an administrative record over the course of the years to allow the pipeline to be there and to continue operating. There's no engineering reason for it not to. I could give you quotes specifically, but that's a basic paraphrase of it. So we've always felt comfortable that the Corps of Engineers, absent political intrusion, would make the right decision. However, what always concerned me and what I expressed to you a few weeks ago was the Department of Justice asked for a delay of the February 9th hearing where Judge Boasberg would hear from the Corps of Engineers. They asked for a delay twice while they, quote, consult the administration. Now, what does consult the administration mean? You're the Department of Justice, for crying out loud. You are the administration. You're the administrator's lawyers. You are the lawyers for the entire federal government. There's nothing to change except, quote, consult the administration, which means the White House. That means the politics of it. And that's always been a problem for me, always been a concern for me. But based on what we've
heard... Well, and I would also say there, we've seen this movie before. It's exactly
yes,
what they did
have.
In the Obama administration.
Exactly.
They disregarded the Corps. They injected in there. So I'm not as optimistic as you because, you know, last time I checked, Boasberg's the one who's going to decide. Now, I get what you're saying about, well, he needs the consultation or he needs the basis to do that, but as if this guy is going to follow any rule or anything he said before. I've never seen any more activist judge than this guy. So what's to say, oh, tribal leaders have been told this, or Jen Psaki says that, and Boasberg still shuts it down?
Okay, great question. Here's why I'm not overly concerned about that. Now, clearly that's a concern, and clearly that could happen. But I've just pointed to one recent instance where the district court or where the appellate court upheld most of what Boasberg did, but not everything, and said you have to have evidence. Previous to that, remember that they remanded back to him a previous decision, and with regard to the pipeline. So he's been overruled twice by the appellate court. No judge wants to be overturned once, much less twice, and they certainly don't want to three times. I expect there could be a request for further delay before some type of an injunction. But also, I want to give kudos to Wayne Stengem and to...
Let's talk about that when we come back, because I did see that on your Twitter feed, and I'm glad that is being done as well. More with Kevin Cramer coming up.
Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to tell us about a splash pool.
A splash super pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you. But it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Does the air in your home feel stuffy? Does it have that musty smell? Have you ever noticed moisture near the corners of your floor or water seeping into your egress windows? At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we know firsthand the stress that the spring thaw can have on your home.
Don't wait. Contact your complete foundation experts, Precision Concrete Cutters, at 701-280-7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom and folks around the world are mourning the passing of Prince Philip, Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It is to Her Majesty and her family that our nation's thoughts must turn today, because they have lost not just a much-loved and highly respected public figure, but a devoted husband and a proud and loving father, grandfather, and in recent years, great-grandfather.
A month short of his 100th birthday, Prince Philip's passion was design. 12 years ago, he talked about how designing has changed.
It obviously has changed, is that it's really corporate decision now. It's corporate taste as opposed to individual taste. I mean, if you go backward to the 18th century, for instance, to make it, or the 19th century, all the desired advances were really created by individual taste.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On your calendar yet, it needs to be. And this topic we're talking about with Senator Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall is a big reason why the Dakota Access Pipeline is really the lifeline of the North Dakota, well, the general fund, all the buckets that are filled with oil money. Every city, every county, every township gets money. Dakota Access Pipeline has made every one of those buckets fill faster because of how it reduced the transportation costs for oil, put more money in the hands of royalty owners, brought more investment in the oil and gas industry. And as part of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, I'm going to sit down with Kelsey Warren for the benefit of the whole crowd and talk a little bit about Dakota Access Pipeline and the difference that's made and now the expansion of it as well. That's just one of many, many things they're going to be happening at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference at May 11, 12, and 13 at the Bismarck Event Center. And by the way, I believe it is the only oil and gas event in the world, anywhere on the planet, that actually is on as normal this year. So think about that. First one in forever. WBPCND.com. Everybody, from city leaders to business leaders in every corner of North Dakota and beyond, should be there. WBPCND.com. All right. So you mentioned before the break that Wayne Stengem deserves credit. Tell me why.
So there are a number of people. So Governor Burgum, of course, has been aggressive. The entire congressional delegation has been aggressive in reaching out to the Corps, writing to the Corps, you know, making the case for North Dakota. But Attorney General Stengem did something very significant. He sent a letter reminding the Corps of Engineers, and by the way, Scott, I'm not inside their mind. I don't know what all goes on, what all things factor in, but I think this letter was very significant. And Mark Fox, similarly, the chairman of three affiliate tribes. And that is reminding the Corps of Engineers that under NEPA, that they are required to engage in meaningful consultation, government-to-government consultation, with, in Mark Fox's case, Mandan Hidatsa Rikaran Nation, in Wayne Stengem's case, the state of North Dakota. In other words, these are very legal letters reminding the Corps of their legal obligation under NEPA, which is the tool that the opponents have been using to drag this thing out. And I think that was a significant signal sent to the Corps that if you think that you can change your mind all of a sudden without new science, without new technologies, without new engineering, without new law, just know that it won't go without, without us noticing and without us responding to it. I'm reading a little bit into it. I'm reading into what I think a lawyer at the Corps would read into it if they received a letter like that from the Attorney General of a state that to this point had not been consulted by the courts or by the Corps of Engineers. So we have good, meaningful, ongoing discussions with the Corps of Engineers.
All of that is great, but I'm sorry. Every time I hear Happy talk about the Corps, I think of Barack Obama and how he used the Corps of Army Engineers as a blunt force instrument against North Dakota. And why did he do that? Because he didn't care one whit about North Dakota. Not one whit. Not only did he do what he did even though they lawfully had followed every rule, done everything they were supposed to do, and then played games with the permit, literally all they had to do left was push send, pulled it back, all of that, and then let the protesters in camp on federal land look the other way. When you and I, if I were down there, and I literally had 1/2 inch of one of my tires down there camping on some place that wouldn't get, I'd get fine after fine after fine. They leave garbage behind. They didn't care. The Obama administration didn't care. I don't have one bit of confidence that Biden administration cares one whit as well. And we're a red state. So they can't wait to say screw you, and they hate oil and gas.
Right.
So I have zero confidence.
Yep, I appreciate that, Scott, and everything you said is exactly right and exactly accurate. Here's what's a little bit different, however. It's not my confidence in the administration as much as it is in the law itself. Because you referenced played games with the permit, all that was left. Well, the problem with the permit in the Obama administration was it was done, it was completed, it was sitting on the desk of the commander of the Omaha District of the Corps of Engineers, but it never was issued. At this point, the permit's been issued, the pipeline's been built, it's been operating successfully for 4 years. They've defended it in court successfully. They are in the process of doing the environmental impact study that will not only secure this current location, in my view, because legally, treaty-wise, technologically, engineering-wise, this is the right place for it. But not only have they done all of that, but they've built this record and it's been approved by the courts. And so even the DOJ lawyers know better than to insert politics, or at least it's more difficult for them. I shouldn't say no better. It's more difficult for them to insert politics at this time. But let's remember there's something else here, and that's very important in Attorney General Stengem's letter that we're reminded of, and that is that this was also cited by the sovereign state and the authority of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. They are the experts. They are the administrative lawyers. They are the panel charged with citing pipelines, interstate pipelines within our state. So there's a lot of things that have happened to add to the case, and that's why I'm more optimistic. Even though the Biden administration may just blow this whole thing up for a short time, it can't last long. And I say that because of the courts, and because I think we're better prepared as a state. I know we're better prepared as a state to fight it, to be offensive as well as defensive on it in the courts, and I really like our chances. And also remember this, in the 4 years since then, Scott, we have 3 different new Supreme Court justices. We have 53 new appellate judges. We have 150 plus district judges, including 2 new federal district judges in North Dakota, nominated, appointed by, and confirmed by Republicans. So I like our chances in the long run on this thing, even if in the short run something crazy should happen. But I think
last thing I want to ask you, by the way, the hearing's at 1:00, and we will have an audio feed of that on our website and on social media. So watch that today, 1:00, the hearing, to find out what is going to happen here. And we're spending a lot of time on this because I don't know that right now today, a pending decision could have more of a detrimental impact on everything North Dakota. Every corner of North Dakota benefits from the Dakota Access Pipeline and the oil and gas industry. Every school, every road project, infrastructure, water projects, you name it. So,
yep.
And right now the industry is in some measure of peril because of all this uncertainty, and this would even make it worse. So that's why we care about it. You can hear in the hearing here. Here's what I'm disappointed in. I called this out, people by name, earlier, and I was critical of 2 people, probably the strongest, Doug Burgum, our governor, and John Hoeven, a senator who's previously been a governor, and both have shown the ability to reach out to Native American leaders in good times, but not so much in bad times. When it's like a little tough and it's a little stressful, then maybe we don't go there because it's a little uncomfortable, right? And Doug Burgum, Brent Sanford, spent a lot of political capital early in their administration and a lot of time, set a lot of priorities aside to build relationship back after DAPL 1. And I asked the governor recently, why aren't you doing that now? And his answer was basically because Mike Faith would probably, have political blowback from that, or, it couldn't happen. Or basically, the first thing he said was the politics of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Now you have Mark Fox, the chairman of MHA Nation, who could be negatively impacted by the decisions of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, who are suing. Don't be, they're the ones suing. Earth Justice is doing the suing, but whatever contractual monetary agreement happened there happened. They are suing on behalf of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They have standing. They're the ones saying, shut this pipeline down, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So now you have another sovereign nation, government to government, plus the state of North Dakota, represented by John Hoeven, you, Kelly Armstrong, Doug Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, and the Industrial Commission members as well, and add Doug Boring in that list, and Wayne Stenzum on the list. Why are not all of you in a room with Mike Faith 6 months ago, 5 months ago, 4 months ago, last week, doing everything in your power to say, make this lawsuit go away? This is going to hurt you. It's going to hurt us. And add MHA in there, too. Why is that not happening?
Well, Scott, first of all, I don't think no governor in my lifetime has done more to improve the relationship between the state and sovereign tribes than Doug Burgum has. And I just, I applaud him for it at every turn. With regard to the question you're asking, first of all, don't presume that's not happening just because you don't know about it. That's item number one. Item number two is, I do think if, and I haven't talked to Governor Burgum about this lately, but if he said something to you to the effect that, you know, the politics that Mike Faith has to deal with, you know, have to be respected, and that's my paraphrase, not yours. I agree with him. And I do think that we have to have an appropriate appreciation for the fact that not all tribes are the same, nor are all members of a particular tribe the same, and that anybody that leads any group of people leads a diverse group of people. And yes, you have Earth Justice, which is a very major complicating factor, by the way. And we don't know all that's going on in terms of their own negotiation for their own position on things. We don't know, you know, and we shouldn't know, by the way. You know, there are some things that we have to be transparent about. There are other things that are more effective. If they're not as transparent, like a negotiation that might be happening or may not be happening. But there comes a time when something gets so far down the road in litigation that it becomes really inappropriate for politics to intervene. And you know, at that point, you make a calculation that our chances are better here than they are there, and we should just respect each other and, you know, let the courts figure this out and let the lawyers, you know, get rich, I suppose. I'm not making excuses, Scott. I'm just saying that these things are not generally as black and white, particularly something that's been going on this long, as we might wish that they were. And I wouldn't call,
I'm just saying, political leaders should use political capital, especially at a time of peril, even if it's tough. That's all I'm saying. I did say earlier I've known no one better able to do that and willing to do that than you, but this takes a large group of folks to do that. And I hope it's going on, and we don't know about it, but I'm not confident.
This sovereignty thing's not unimportant, Scott.
I got another sovereign nation. You got Mark Fox agreeing with us.
Sure. Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine. But you have two, which I think makes the point. You have two, you know, tribal nations on different sides of the same issue, which is an illustration of just the diversity of it all. And sometimes, you know, two sides have to duke it out. One of the things that disappointed me.
Let me just ask you this, because a texter just said that was such a fantastic non-answer. That's what they're ascribing to your answer. Let me ask you this.
It's not the answer that texter wants. That's the problem.
Well, it's not the answer I want either. I know, honestly. So I agree. All I'm saying is, can more be done to have those mano a mano, face to face conversations? They might be difficult. But should more be being done despite all difficulties of tribal governments and sovereignty and everything else? Should more be done?
It all depends on what you think your position, where your position stands, and what leverage you have in your position, Scott. There's a lot, obviously, at play here. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you, we are going to be successful in having the Dakota Access Pipeline not only move 570,000 barrels of oil per day, but probably 1.2 million barrels of oil per day sometime within a year or you know, a little more than that, regardless of what else happens. And that's the leverage I believe that we have. Now, whether Mike Faith and his people decide that's the case and they want to negotiate something before that is anybody's guess. But,
right. Well, I'm just trying to. We both want the same thing. I'm just wondering, can that happen when they continue to try and sue?
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry
or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Everyday special at Petroserve USA, especially in April. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $11. Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $2. The Big 20-Ounce Red Bulls, 2 for $6. Giant Pistachio Bakes, 2 for $5. And all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota T-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays, or Friday, the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at Petroserve USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
And by the way, Oasis Petroleum is a way you can weigh in 24-7. 24-7. That's right. Oasis Petroleum, be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. If you are hungry, today's your day. Here's some home cooking, grab-and-go convenience for you from Petroserve USA. 2 sloppy joes and chips. Now, that's a Friday meal for you. Peel in off I-29 Harwood location. You got it. Chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Philly steak sandwiches. And these aren't like, you know, fast food ones. These are piled on. Great steak sandwich, 12th Avenue, I-29. Beef dips and gravy in Glendon today. And pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine in Valley City. Petroserve USA. All right, final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer. And let's go to a couple calls here and have some texts as well to get to. But I'll just put a cherry on top of this DAPL debate. You sound confident that whether it's today or whether it is at some point in the near future that victory will await and the uncertainty related to the potential shutdown of DAPL will be done. Am I reading that correctly?
There's no question. Remember that every day that goes by is another day that the EIS is closer to completion. That will be done, you know, within a year from now, I believe. and this pipeline is going to be approved. I don't believe it'll be shut down today. I don't believe it'll be shut down anytime soon. And even if at some point in the future, as further delays, you know, happen and more information is gathered and the judge in D.C. gets more information, it's not like we're poised to do nothing. And they can't shut it down overnight. This is something, even if it was ordered to be shut down, you're talking about weeks from now before that would happen, during which time North Dakota has a lot of options to exercise within the judicial system. All of that said, whatever happens at the end, there's going to be more than a million barrels of oil per day pumped through the Dakota Access Pipeline from North Dakota to markets far beyond in North Dakota and in some cases the United States. And that's just the reality of the situation. I think all the players have to understand that. And if a lawyer is lying to somebody and saying, oh, no, we have a good chance of winning, then they're lying to somebody and saying they have a good chance of winning on the other side. But in the end, this is going to be just fine, and I believe it'll be fine in the short run.
Steve in Jamestown for Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'll try and make this quick. I appreciate all that you've done, Senator Cramer. I just want to qualify this real quick. I was the only one that in my U.S. history class as a sophomore in high school that campaigned for Barry Goldwater. So I'm willing to take on a challenge.
You do. You have street cred, Steve.
But anyway, I just wanted to mention that this is not directed to you. It is directed at the Republican Party. And you're the only one that I know of that could probably carry this to the Republican Party nationwide.
And I will.
And is that, the reason we as citizens are so upset about Donald Trump losing the election is that he seemed to be our best last hope. Mm-hmm. And when he lost the election or the election was stolen from him,
mm-hmm.
that's what upset us the most. And mm-hmm. and kind of the reason I feel that that happened is the Republicans, it goes all the way back to 16, when they were elected, along with Donald Trump, they were elected on the idea that they were going to change Obamacare. Well, they didn't have a plan when they went in there, and things didn't happen the way they should.
Thank you, Paul Ryan, by the way. Paul Ryan owns that more than anybody, even more than John McCain.
Except that Paul Ryan did change it. We actually did pass it in the House of Representatives.
I get it, but it didn't become law. And then he talked Donald Trump into doing that first rather than infrastructure. And I agree. You guys had a lot of victories on Obamacare, except actually getting rid of it at the end.
But Steve's point's still valid, you know, that was the main thing that we ran on and set out to do. So anyway, I'm sorry, Steve.
Me too.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Then what happened is when the 18 election came, 50 of them decided to pack their blankies and pacifiers and go home. And so then they lost the House, and we still maintain the Senate. And that is a, you know, and then when the ones that were left over, other than yourself and a few others, mm-hmm. went and hid in the corners with their blankies and pacifiers and didn't help out President Trump.
Yeah.
And the way it is now, I guess I feel that the Republicans, if they want to win again in 2022, they've got to be standing on the table hollering on the Senate floor and voting so that O'Harris has to set up a tent on the Senate floor to break all the ties.
Yeah, I will tell you, I've been disappointed.
Go ahead, Kevin. We only have less than a minute, Steve, so I'm going to jump in with Kevin here quickly.
I have been disappointed that more of our Senate colleagues, we haven't had more 50-50 votes, particularly on a lot of these nominees. We've scared some off. We certainly have done that. But we haven't had a 50-50 vote that I can remember, actually, since that would force Kamala Harris to come over and confirm a nominee. So that people know, by the way, and I could talk a lot about Steve's points, especially the midterm election, which was not that unusual, although a lot of House incumbents did not seek re-election, and that was unfortunate, I think. But we made some great gains this last go-around, and I think largely thanks to the fact that Donald Trump was on the ballot. But President Trump called me last week, unsolicited. He just called me to talk a little bit, seek some political counsel, feeling very good about things, particularly the U.S. Senate. And as you notice, he's been rolling out some Senate endorsements, and we talked.
I don't know about you folks, but he saved the best for last. President Trump called him, and now we're out of time. You'll have to listen to the After the Show show for your rest of your answers. Steve, hang on. Kevin, hang on.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.